Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time, Big Willie 105.5. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you very much. All right, so Hancock County Schools, I got to tell you, this is really, really bad, bad stuff. This is from Channel 9, and then I've got Deep Throat here who wanted me to share some information with you regarding what's really going on with the Hancock County Schools. And the more that I learn about this, the more I keep asking myself, why has no one been charged with any kind of crime? Why is no one going to prison? All right, so here's the story from Channel 9. For months, Hancock County residents have been asking for answers surrounding the district's financial crisis, and on Monday, they were able to get some. Representatives from the education consulting team presented financial statements, giving the community different perspectives of the issue. They also highlighted what it takes to move forward. According to officials, the State Department of Education has been monitoring the district from a fiscal perspective for 3 years. Listen to this. Let me read this to you again. According to officials, the State Department of Education, this is West Virginia, the state of West Virginia, has been monitoring the district from a fiscal perspective for 3 years. Really? Really? According to Uriah Cummings, West Virginia Department of Education, there are various issues that created that status that were more specific to timelines of turning in reports. In other words, they weren't turning in reports on time. As far as, I think that's what the guy is saying. Cummings provided an overview of the fiscal condition of the county and said there were various issues that contributed to the district's current financial status. Here, I thought it was mismanagement. Simple mismanagement. And no oversight by the state. I think it's as simple as that. But he continues here. Jeff Davis with the education consulting team referenced several other factors that contributed to the issue, including an increase in district staffing. Hancock County has 143 positions over from the formula, Davis said. That's the largest factor. There are several other factors which include construction projects that exceeded budget. 143 positions, 143 employees. You can bet your last dollar that they are relatives and friends and neighbors of the people inside there. 143 useless jobs. 143. What the hell do they do? They sure as hell aren't teaching our kids how to read and do math and do science at their proper grade levels. Their proficiency scores are a joke. During the meeting, Davis addressed the inaccurate statement that accused the district of spending $40 million months into the school year. He says that's not an accurate statement. Expenses range over the months. It's not like Hancock County spent $40 million in that short period of time. Thing is, he doesn't say what they did spend, at least not according to the story. Well, if $40 million is not accurate, what is accurate? I don't know if he said it and the writer for the newspaper, for the TV station didn't write it down, or if he didn't say it and nobody asked him. Had I been there, I would have asked. There's also a question about whether the district would be able to make payroll in February. Davis says, thanks to advancements on state aid, they will be able to accomplish this. However, he added that the following months could be, quote, tight, and significant action will need to be taken to help. Tight is the word that he used. What the hell does that mean? He says the county has to live within the means that they have. No kidding, Sherlock. The revenue the county has afforded, so much revenue annually from taxes and from state aid payments, and you have to live within those revenue sources that you receive. Duh. Are we morons? We don't know this? One of my deep throats. Hancock County sent me this. I'll read you just some of this stuff. Don't forget, we got Dimitri Graffiti coming up a little bit later on. Key players, according to my deep throat. The bottom line is $4.2 million in construction overruns is almost exactly what's needed to save the 143 staff members facing firings. Key players, Dawn Petrovich, Dawn, D-A-W-N. She was the superintendent of Hancock County Schools during the period where these construction decisions were made, 2021-2023. The board meeting minutes document her recommendations to hire McKinley & Associates and to approve the over-budget contracts. She's no longer superintendent. According to my deep throat, McKinley & Associates is the architectural firm. The key person there is Jim Sauer, the architect who made recommendations to the board on how to structure and bid these projects. McKinley was the architect on both the turf project and the Weir High weight room. Erica Sauer, according to my deep throat, Erica Sauer is Jim Sauer's wife. During the period when these construction decisions were being made, she held a director position in the Hancock County School Central Office, Director of Special Programs, pre through K. According to my deep throat, excuse me, I have to cough again. According to my deep throat, the conflict, you have an architect, Jim Sauer, recommending that the board bypass competitive bidding on million-dollar projects while his wife, Erica Sauer, works in central office administration. This is a potential West Virginia Code 61-10-15 violation, and it happened with a firm the board had literally just sued for negligence 5 years earlier. Did you hear what I just said? According to my deep throat, they hired the same architectural firm that they had sued a few years earlier. According to my deep throat, the warning, the 2016 roof lawsuit, date May 2016, action, the Hancock Board of Education filed a civil action against McKinley & Associates for negligence and breach of contract regarding the Oak Glen Middle School roof. Outcome, McKinley settled in September. September 2016. The failure, despite this documented history of, quote, negligence, end quote, the district rehired McKinley as the primary architect for the projects that created the current $14.8 million spending crisis. Key question, why would the board rehire an architect that had just sued for negligence? Was the Sauer connection a factor? I think the question might answer itself. The setup, rehiring and specialized bidding. Board meeting timeline. August 23, 2021, Superintendent Dawn Petrovich and the board officially hired McKinley & Associates, again, Jim Sauer, for athletic facility feasibility studies. February 14, McKinley presents projects to board bids scheduled to go out in February. March 28, all in 2022, McKinley provides update on field projects going to bid. Excuse me. May 2nd, board rejected bids because costs were higher than anticipated. Board authorized direct purchase agreements to bypass traditional sealed bidding. June 27, Jim Sauer presents the, quote, direct purchase option to the board. His exact quote from the meeting, quote, these are not bids, we are asking for quotes. The conflict, Jim Sauer's recommendation to bypass normal bidding came while his wife, Erica Sauer, held a director position in the central office. This is a potential West Virginia code violation. News source, Weirton Daily Times. Hancock County Schools athletic field projects on schedule despite bid issues. The breaking point, the get off the pot vote board meeting. Action, Superintendent Dawn Petrovich recommended almost a $6 million contract for the Weir High weight room to Lombardi Development. The anomaly, the bid was $1.2 million over the $4.8 million budget. The architect, McKinley & Associates, Jim Sauer was the architect on the project. The vote, board approved unanimously. Ed Fields, board vice president, I think it's time to get off the pot. We've studied enough. Red flag. Under West Virginia policy 8200, a 25% overrun should trigger a rebid or state review. Instead, the board approved it anyway. News source, Weirton Daily Times. The cover-up, the Excel ERA, according to my deep throat. September 2024, under Superintendent Dan Enich and CFO Joe Campanelli, the district stopped using the mandatory West Virginia West Virginia Education Information System, State Accounting System for balance sheets and cash reconciliation. September, from July 2023 through September 24, under Superintendent Dan Enich and Joe Campanelli, the district stopped using the mandatory West Virginia EIS state accounting system for balance sheets and cash reconciliation. The evidence, State Finance Officer Uriah Cummings testified on January of this year that the district managed finances via manual Excel spreadsheets to hide the growing deficit. What was hidden? $2 million for HVAC overruns and $1 million in turf diversions concealed from state watchdogs. The desperation move, the district was so broke that they transferred funds from the Career and Technical Education Center, the John D. Rockefeller IV Career Center, just to make payroll. The funds were later returned after tax revenues hit, but this transfer went directly against Cummings' advice. News source, West Virginia State Board emergency meeting. Excuse me a second. Summary, the construction bleed. Turf direct purchase, $1 million. Weir High weight room, $1.2 million. HVAC project overruns, $2 million. The human cost, the $4.2 million in construction overages is almost the exact amount needed to save the 143 staff members. What should have been done? Again, one of my deep throats, Hancock County. Normal oversight under West Virginia policy, a 25% overrun triggers a rebid or state review. In Hancock, it triggered an Ed Field speech to get off the pot. Normal accounting. State law requires West Virginia education information systems use so the state can flag deficits in real time. Excuse me. Hancock turned the lights out on WVEIS to keep spending. Normal vendor selection. You don't rehire an architect. You just sued for negligence unless there's a reason to. The Sauer family connection raises serious questions. You think? Questions worth investigating. Did the board know about the 2016 lawsuit when they rehired McKinley in 2021? Did Erica Sauer recuse herself from any discussions involving her husband's firm? Who approved the direct purchase approach that bypassed competitive bidding? Excuse me. Why did Fields push to approve a contract 25% over budget? Is Don Petrovich, former superintendent who recommended these contracts, facing any scrutiny? And their footnotes regarding each one of these accusations from my deep throat. This is very, very disturbing stuff. It appears to me, and I want to stress, it appears that there are an awful lot of people who really should be facing some very serious criminal charges. And if found guilty, they should be doing real time in a prison somewhere. If these accusations are true, and I suspect they are, but that's why we have a criminal justice system, there are an awful lot of people who might be needing to lawyer up, if you get my drift. How the state of West Virginia, the Department of Education, allowed this to happen for so long is a whole nother set of questions. Is anybody going to be losing his job over this with the Department of Education in Charleston? I doubt it. Is anybody going to be facing charges here in Hancock County regarding all of this? And it's not just, they don't look to be just stupid mistakes. They look to be like there, you know, there was real thought and effort, real conniving going on here. A lot of things that, again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a high school graduate talking into a microphone, but it sure appears to me that there are an awful lot of people at the Hancock County schools that were doing a lot of things that certainly appear to be illegal. Where's the prosecutor in all of this in Hancock County? Where's law enforcement in any of this? Where are our representatives demanding that people be charged, that people be thrown in jail? Why aren't people losing their jobs, especially with the state of West Virginia, the Department of Education should have been overseeing all of this? 143 extra useless jobs. Can you imagine? You have to have an awful lot of relatives and friends and neighbors to get them all jobs. The Hancock County schools, this mess, this incredible mess, is just another reminder why we need to end real estate taxation in West Virginia and Ohio and every other state. As long as these public school systems can count on this forever tax, which is what the real estate tax is. It is a forever tax on your property. You pay it every year for the rest of your life. And then when you deed it over to your kids, they inherit it. They pay tax on it for the rest of their lives. And then when they turn it over to their kids, the rest of their lives, the tax goes to infinity. School districts know this. And they know that not only is that money coming in, but it's going to be increased whenever real estate prices change and go up. Whenever there are reappraisals, there's additional money coming in. Same rate, but now the building is worth more. The land is worth more, so they get even more money coming in. So it's always about more and more and more money. That's all this is. And this is a great big jobs bank for so many of the insiders. They get their friends, their relatives, their neighbors, jobs. Good paying jobs, cushy jobs, jobs where they get great benefits, where they're not accountable for much of anything. 143, can you imagine? If I lived in Hancock County right now and saw 143 useless jobs that should never have been filled, how can the president or the former superintendents is the right way to say this, as well as board members, how could they not be facing criminal charges? How? Is there excuses? Well, we were so damn stupid, we just didn't know any better. And that's why we changed the accounting system to Excel to hide all that. Nobody believes that they are that incompetent. Nobody could be that incompetent. Well, I mean, except me. I probably could be. But those people can't be that incompetent. And yet, I don't hear anyone from the state or from Hancock County or anywhere else saying, you know, we need to bring criminal charges here against these people. We need to start throwing people in jail here. I mean, you have a trial, you find them guilty, then you throw them in jail. But when you look at this, there can be no other answer. You can't say, oh, this is just another merry mix-up. We just need more tax money to bail everybody out. Doesn't work like that.